By the sparse crowd today, I expect everybody has gone down to the Rib Fest. Either that, or you just decided people just decided not to try and match the go through the parking problems and so forth. So, in any event, you're here. That's good. Now, some years ago, I was working for a summer as a in the Natural History Museum, and some people came in and they were looking at one of the fossils, and there wasn't a sign on it. And they said, I wonder how old this fossil is. And I said, that's 3 million years and 6 months. They said, how do you know so precisely? I said, well, it was 3 million years old when I came, and I've been here for 6 months. Well, Ezekiel's vision of dry bones is like the fossil. But it's different because those bones in his vision would come to life through the Spirit as we celebrate Pentecost. We've heard the story in the Acts of the Apostles many times, but because it's the vigil, we have different readings. Mary and the apostles and other disciples, men and women, were together in the upper room. This is the place where the 12 and Jesus ate the Last Supper and where he gave his body and blood. This is the place where, after Jesus' arrest and death, they huddled in fear. And this is also the place where, after Jesus rose, he appears to them and greets them with peace and gives them power to forgive sins. It's now 10 days after the ascension. Not just the 11 are in the upper room, but Mary and other disciples waiting and praying as Jesus told them to. And I'm sure some of them may have been a little bit fearful, and all were wondering what would come next. And then it was revealed. The Holy Spirit came down upon them as tongues of fire and set them on fire to burn out fear from their hearts. And then they were sent out to set the world on fire, to bring life to dry bones and light to a dark world. This was the mission of the apostles on that first Pentecost, and it is our mission too. We have received that same Spirit. We received it in baptism, and most of us have also received that Spirit in confirmation. And I have received that Spirit also in the sacrament of ordination. And it's a difficult mission upon which we are sent. As Paul talks about in the second reading, the world is groaning. It's groaning in labor pains, waiting for the adoption and the redemption of our bodies. But we are saved in hope. Therefore, we may not fear. Because the war has been won. Jesus has won the victory by his dying and rising again and by ascending the Holy Spirit. He has won the victory. The war is won, even though there are still battles that have to be fought. And some of those battles we may lose. And some of us may be bruised in those battles. But we have received the same Spirit that strengthens us. And that Spirit calls us to be faithful, to live a life of prayer and worship, to bear the sufferings that are ours because of our own daily lives and our own difficulties, to bear those sufferings with patience, in union with the sufferings of Christ, and in union with the sufferings of all our brothers and sisters. We are called to be faithful and to speak the truth to a people that don't want to hear the truth. Don't want to even believe there is such a thing. And we are to respond in kindness to those people when they reject us. And we continue to pray for those people that God may give them what God knows they need, not what we think they ought to have. We are called because of that same Spirit to live and to love in action, even with those people who are needy and annoying, even if it means saying no to them sometimes, We are to live in joy, to share our joy that comes from our knowing that God loves us and God loves each one of us individually and passionately. And we live that joy in such a way that we share it with others. And if people don't have a smile, let us share one of our own. We have been given the Holy Spirit. We have been given a most abundant and most unimaginable gift that is given for us because God loves us. Why does he love us? But he loves us. He loves each one of us. Let us know of that love that God has for us. May we live that love each day, and let us share that love in joy and in thanksgiving for all that God has given us and for all that God does for us here and now, and he will do for us in the days to come.